Blog Talk Radio.
PushGapRadio.com, Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth.
And now, your 2011 Lone Star Mustang.
Tommy the Chaser! Tommy the Chaser! Tommy the Chaser!
That's right, J-Mac in the building. That's right, the one of the biggest games of the WFA. Battle of Undefeated. That's right, the Battle of Undefeated. Both teams have not lost a game yet. That's right, the Lone Star Mustangs going up against hosting the veteran Dallas Diamonds. Now, of course, there's already smack talking going on right now. They're practicing right now, warming up right now. The Dallas Diamonds have already tried to call them out. Even though the Lone Star Mustangs have home field advantage right now, the Diamonds have already said, this is our house.
Mustang Sunny.
York, we're interrupting your program because we have learned that Osama bin Laden has been killed. This is the founder of Al-Qaeda, the man responsible for the 9/11 attacks in 2001.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I am your host, Clifton Shackelford. A lot has gone down since we spoke to you last. As you just heard, Osama bin Laden, the face of global terrorism and the architect of the September 11, 2001 attacks, was killed in a firefight with elite American forces on Monday. Whatever the global repercussions, bin Laden's death marked the end to a manhunt that consumed most of a decade that began in the grim hours after bin Laden's hijackers flew planes into the World Trade Center Twin Towers in Manhattan and the Pentagon across the Potomac River from Washington, D.C. A fourth plane was commandeered by passengers who overcame the hijackers and forced the plane to crash in the Pennsylvania countryside. In all, nearly 3,000 were killed in the worst terror attacks on American soil. Former President George W. Bush was in the office on the day of the attacks. He was president at the time, and he issued a written statement hailing bin Laden's death as a momentous achievement. Ex-President Bush said, the fight against terror goes on, but tonight America has sent an unmistakable message that no matter how long it takes, justice will be done. Also, the royal wedding went on. Prince William and Catherine Middleton got married Friday, April 29th, at Westminster Abbey. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, that's their title now, have chosen not to depart for a honeymoon immediately. Instead, after spending the weekend privately in the United Kingdom, the Duke will return to work as a search and rescue pilot on this week. Well, Dallas Diamonds beat the Lone Star Mustangs 16-6. Man, that was a great game. If you were not out there to see that game, you truly missed a phenomenal game. A lot was going on so far as drop passes. They kept quarterback Brittany Bushman on the run back there. Don't know what was going on with that, but as Coach Mike said, you know, there's going to be a lot going on in practice. They're going to focus on a lot of other things because, I mean, though it was a great game, there were a lot of mistakes made there. The Mustangs just dropped the ball literally and figuratively during this game. Now, they do have the opportunity for a rematch against the Dallas Diamonds. Trolling the websites over the weekend, there was a comment made that no matter how good the defending champs are, the Lone Star Mustangs, their legacy pales in comparison to the Dallas Diamonds. Now, you know, the Dallas Diamonds are four-time champions. They won world championships in 2004, 2005, 2006, and 2008. In the WFA, the Lone Star Mustangs are the reigning 2010 champions of women's football. Of course, as you well know by now, the Dallas Diamonds just joined the WFA this past season. So the next game coming up for the Lone Star Mustangs, they will be at the Tulsa Eagles May 7th. They play the Houston Power here at Pennington Field on May 14th. And the rematch against the Dallas Diamonds will be on May 21st. A lot of problems was going on out there at Pennington Field. Don't know what was up. Maybe the ladies weren't hyped for the game or resting on their laurels. I don't know what it was, but absolutely wonderful game. Happy Neo was out there, the dance company. That was our halftime show. And just absolutely wonderful all the way around. Everything was, it was a great game. Had the opportunity to sit up in the booth with Hybrid. She played for the Lone Star Mustangs on last year, has a knee injury. And Hybrid, like to say congratulations to you. Miss Hybrid will be getting married in the next 10 to 12 days. Like to say congratulations to you. And I'd like to give a big shout out to Twyla Smith. Coach Smith, you just officially become my second favorite coach behind Coach Mike Ellington. Let me explain that to you. Coach Smith and I had talked a couple of weeks ago, and I am a diehard Chicago Bears fan. And Coach Smith brought me an autographed football from number 54 of the Chicago Bears, Brian Urlacher. So, Coach, I just want to tell you I greatly appreciate it, ma'am. I owe you deeply. And this is something that I will truly be treasuring for the rest of my life. Coach Smith, big shout out to you. Happy Mother's Day to all our moms out there. I'd like to say happy Mother's Day to Lynn Marie Liberty Ellington, to our very own Jackie Flowers, Executive Vice President here at PushGapRadio.com. Also to my mom, Jean Atkins, up there in Gary, Indiana. I'd like to say a very happy Mother's Day to you. Also, I'd like to thank Frank Ramirez, or Rammy, as he's known in these parts. Rammy helped us to get set up on Blog Talk Radio so that we could call the game live. Rammy used to call the game for the Lone Star Mustangs. He now resides in Ohio with his lovely wife. He's looking forward to getting back here. Says the cold weather is truly a beatdown. So, Rammy, from PushGapRadio.com, the Lone Star Mustang staff, the Lone Star Mustang family, we would like to thank you, sir, for all of your help in getting us broadcast live out there at Pennington Field for the Lone Star Mustangs Dallas Diamonds game. Also, Lone Star Mustangs, been checking on your Podomatic before I came on the air. You guys have broke the 500 barrier. At the current time, you have 523 hits on your show. That is phenomenal. The highest that you had was 492, which was up from 391, 100 additional listeners. Your rank, you started out at 26,000 ranked in the podcasting world. You're now at 1,448. Also, ladies, do not forget to go on to Podomatic, podomatic.com, keyword search Lone Star Mustangs, and become a follower. Also, click that you like it. When it comes to the Lone Star Mustangs, become a listener, become a follower, become a fan. Ladies, keep up the good work. Continue to check in. Okay, later on when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to break down all the stats for the Lone Star Mustangs. Again, very heartbreaking game. I know the ladies are going to be up for it. I have no doubt about that. I know that the coaches will be all over these ladies in practice, getting them ready for the next show. Man, a lot of problems out there, though. Lot of problems. A lot of fumbles, overthrown passes. I don't know if that Dallas Diamond defense was just putting a little bit too much pressure on quarterback Brittany Bushman. They kept flushing her out of the pocket. Overall, you know, just a lot of mistakes in the game for the Mustangs. Again, throughout the show, you will hear different interviews. You know, we got Coach Mike breaking it down for you. But when you ladies return to practice, I know Coach Mike is not even playing with you. So we look forward to the rematch against the Dallas Diamonds. We're also going to break down the WFA playoff scenario. Okay, I think the Mustangs have to have something like 11 points to ensure that they get in, but I'm sure that the Lone Star Mustangs will be back in the playoffs playing for the championship. But yeah, a lot of problems were going on down there at Pennington Field, and I know that Coach Mike and the rest of the coaching staff will be all on top of that. So now in the standings of the American Conference in the South Central Division, the Dallas Diamonds are 2-0, the Lone Star Mustangs are 2-1, and the Austin Outlaws are 1-3, and they will be facing off against the Dallas Diamonds on May 7. When we come back, we're going to break down the stats of the Lone Star Mustangs, also the scores around the league, to get you caught up with everything going on in the Women's Football Alliance. I'm your host, Clifton Shackelford. Happy Mother's Day to one and all of our mothers around the world. We're the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show on PushGapRadio.com.
Bridal and Formal Wear Rentals and Sales Boutique. Our company is based on the belief that our customers' needs are of the utmost importance. At Forever and Always Bridal Boutique, our entire team is committed to meeting your needs. We offer at reasonable rates a variety of wedding gowns, bridesmaids' dresses, and other formal attire to fit your needs and limit your total expense. At Forever and Always Bridal Boutique, you have the option to purchase or rent. We welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver the best service in the industry. For more information, contact Suzette T. Law at 817-459-EVER. Again, that's 817-459-3837. Or log on to www.4-everandalways.com. Forever and Always Bridal and Formal Wear Rental and Sales Boutique. Let the memories last forever, not the cost.
In the booth with us right now, we have our halftime performers, the Happy Mia Dance Company. Say hello, guys. So great show, guys. Great show. Tell us your name and when you guys' next performance is. I saw you guys at the Dallas Convention Center like 2 or 3 months ago. You. You're a dad. What's your dad's name?
Derek Waters.
Outstanding job. When is you guys' next show? He's not here right now, right?
No, he's not here.
Okay, where's he at?
At another performance.
Oh, okay. Always performing, huh? Always performing. So you guys did a wonderful job, man. So what's your name, sir?
My name's
Larae Stromile. Larae Stromile. Here's the man we need to be talking to. Outstanding job, sir. Outstanding job. So what do you do with them? Are you do you train them? Are you the choreographer? What do you do?
No, I'm the executive director
of the company. Oh, okay, okay. Well, great job. We want to thank you guys for coming out. Hope we get to see you again. You guys have another performance coming up?
Tomorrow. We'll be performing at the Hugging Hearts Foundation.
Okay, where is that?
It will be at the Radisson on North Central Expressway.
Oh, okay, at the Radisson. So be sure you guys be on the lookout for Happy Mia. You guys have a website?
Yes, it's www.happymiadance.com.
HappyMiaDance.com. We want to thank you guys for coming out. And if you did not see these guys perform, you missed a truly wonderful show. Say goodbye to the listeners, guys.
Bye. 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 Mother's Day to April Atkins, number 7 on the Can I say that? Oh, wait. Okay. And then to my own mom, and then to every other mom in the world.
Mustangs Football Show. I am your host, Clifton Shackelford, and Happy Mother's Day to one and all. We told you the Dallas Diamonds beat the Lone Star Mustangs 16-6. Here are the stats to go along with that. Number 5, Brittany Satterwhite had 6 carries for 4 yards, 2 receptions for 18 yards. Quarterback Brittany Bushman had 13 carries for 9 yards. Did a lot of running out there. Okay, I don't know if it's that right tackle or that left tackle. Get like those Dallas Cowboys, and let's get those tackles beefed up. Number 22, J.J. Jones had 5 carries for 13 yards. The rookie, number 84, Caitlin Carter, she had 4 carries for 3 yards. J-Mac, number 27, Lone Star Mustangs J-Mac, not pushcapradio.com J-Mac, she had 1 carry for 14 yards. Number 15, Q McQuinn had 1 reception for 8 yards. And number 51, Yo Grant had 1 reception for 8 yards. In passing, quarterback number 8, Brittany Bushman, was 4 for 17, 34 yards and 1 pick. Special teams, number 25, Kristen Broussard, had 6 punts that averaged 36 yards. The longest was 54. Number 27, J-Mac, had 1 punt return for 9 yards and 2 kick returns for 14 yards and 12 yards, respectively. Number 5, Satterwhite, had 1 kick return for 5 yards. And quarterback Brittany Bushman ran a kick return for 12 yards. Now, on the defense, the leading tacklers, of course, was number 90, Alex Harvey, last year's defensive MVP. She had 11 tackles, 4 tackles for losses. Number 82, Daniela Atiano, had 10 tackles, 2 pass breakups, 1 block kicked, and a forced fumble. Number 24, Taz Somerville, had 10 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss, had 1 sack, and 1 forced fumble. Number 4, Jennifer Hull, you'll hear her interview coming up, had 9 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss. Number 64, Tata Spiller, had 6 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss. Number 84, Caitlin Carter, had an interception for 20 yards and a TD. Number 93, Sean Ward. Number 27, J-Mac. And number 94, Miss Maddie Williams. How you doing, Maddie? They each had a fumble recovery. And number 4, Etta Maytubby, had a sack. Final score was 16-6. That was the goings-ons with the Lone Star Mustangs versus the Dallas Diamonds. Playoff scenario for Week 6. This is assuming that every division champion makes the playoffs and only division champions will make the playoffs. The Dayton Diamonds were eliminated from playoff contention with a loss to Toledo. The DC Divas, like to give a shout out to their radio show up there. Very good show. I listen in on you ladies from time to time. The DC Divas can clinch at least a share of the Northeast Division title with a win over Northeastern and a Philadelphia loss to Kingston. The Kingston Assault, they were eliminated from playoff contention with a loss to Philadelphia or a D.C. win over Northeastern. The Nebraska Stampede will be eliminated from playoff contention with a loss to Minnesota or a Kansas City Tribe win over Chicago. The Pittsburgh Force were eliminated from the playoff contention with a loss to the Pittsburgh Passion. That game's going on May 14th. The San Diego Sting eliminated from playoff contention with a loss to Southern Cal and an Arizona win over the San Diego Sting. Now for some scores around the league for the past week. The Boston Militia beat the Northeastern Nitro 72-0. On last week's show, you heard Emory Hunt, the host and CEO of FootballGamePlan.com, talk about blowouts. So you need to learn from blowouts. Shouldn't be a mercy room. The New York Sharks beat the New England Nightmare 48-12. The DC Divas beat the Keystone Assault 49-0. The Arizona Assassins beat the San Diego Sting 47-6. The Cleveland Fusion over the Erie Illusion 50-0. Pittsburgh Passion 17-0 over the Columbus Comets. Chicago Force 29 to the St. Louis Slam 7. The Indy Crash 77-0 over the Kentucky Karma. Toledo Rain 19, Detroit Dark Angels 6. The Cincinnati Sizzle 51, the Dayton Diamonds 12. The Atlanta Heartbreaks 28 over the Carolina Raging Wolves 14. The Jacksonville Dixie Blues, 21, over the Gulf Coast Riptide, 14. Miami Fury over the Tampa Bay Pirates, 32-0. Get this. The Kansas City Tribe, 88-0, beating the Nebraska Stampede. The Minnesota Machine all over the Wisconsin Wolves, 27-6. The Iowa Explosion, 20-0 over the Wisconsin Dragons. Dallas Diamonds, 16, Lone Star Mustangs, 6. Houston Power, 16, Austin Outlaw, 6. Now the Lone Star Mustangs play the Houston Power on May 14th, and that will be here at Pennington Field. And the Dallas Diamonds play the Austin Outlaws. The New Orleans Blaze, 19, the Acadiana Zydeco, 0. Memphis Women's Tackle Football, 66, over the Tulsa Eagles, 6. The Portland Fighting Phillies, 12, Spokane Scorn, 0. The Bay Area Bandits, 11, the Central Cal War Angels, 6. The Las Vegas Showgirls with a win. Coach Lee, big shout out to you down there in Vegas. They beat the Los Angeles Amazon 16-0. The San Diego Surge 82-0. You talking about a blowout over the Pacific Warriors. And the Silver State Legacy 27 to the SoCal Scorpions 0. And we'll be back.
Who's got radio.com hanging with your boy Jay Mizzle? Now, of course, the Lone Star Mustang came up short today. Now, Coach, now my main man, the secondary coach, my man, you did say y'all was going to get a couple of picks, and y'all did come through, and then not only did you get a pick, you ran it back. That's what I'm talking about. So, what do you take out of this loss?
We take a lot out of it. We got to learn how to wrap up. We got to learn how to tackle. We did middle mistakes. We beat ourselves, so we got a lot to work on.
Is there anything in the secondary that you could possibly work on, certain ethics, more bump and go, put more pressure on the receivers before they get off the line? Is that anything that you're thinking about?
No, not really. We just got to play better, and we got to jam better. Other than that, we just got to get tougher.
Okay, size-wise, they did have some pretty big receivers, and I know that can be a little bit of a factor. Would that be something that you would look at?
Not really. We got bodybuilders on the team. We got bodybuilders, so I think we'll be good. All right, now what's your name?
Kaylin Carter, a.k.a. Raider.
All right, now you ran that interception back. Now what did you see to make you want to jump on that play and get the pick?
I was watching the quarterback, and she has a tendency to kind of look the direction she's going to throw that ball. So I was trying to watch her, and I just feel like I was in the right place at the right time. Saw that ball coming and took it.
So what did you take out of this loss?
You know what? They're a good team, but they're not that good. And I know that we kind of beat ourselves in this game. If we could just come out there and execute, work on our offense a little bit more, keep our heads out there, be more prepared, we can go out there and get a win against them next time.
You think anything had to do with being focused?
To me, we were overconfident, so we already felt like we had the game won, and we didn't play to our best abilities, but we were too into ourselves and worried about winning instead of playing as a team.
And as for you?
Yeah, I think we just need to learn to trust each other a little bit more, too, and communicate out there. Everyone, I feel, is kind of worried about individuals and what they're doing, and we need to kind of work together as a team.
So as a champion from last year, being undefeated, the high expectations of this game, do you feel like it just exploded in front of you guys, or was it just a flat-out, the Diamonds just came out and just said, look, this is a reality, this is not fantasy?
From the 28th The throw goes to the right side. It's caught. They're unbelievable. Yeah. Makes the catch at the five. Breaks the tackle and scores.
Ruin on the field is confirmed.
Yeah, baby.
Touchdown.
That's what I'm talking about.
Women's full contact football.
Sponsorships and advertising with the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Alliance. You have the opportunity to become the Lone Star Mustangs' biggest fan. For info, hit them up at info@LoneStarMustangs.com.
I'm Natasha Somerville. I play middle linebacker, number 24 for the Lone Star Mustangs. And I do listen to PushGapRadio.com.
And another PushGapRadio.com Mustangs first down.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I'm your host, Clifton Shackelford. For all the news and inside information on what's going on with your Lone Star Mustangs, keep it locked to PushGapRadio.com.
For all the scores, highlights, and updates on the Lone Star Mustangs, we'll be back in 60 seconds.
Cherry Inspirations, for a photography studio you can trust, call Cherry Inspirations. Cherry Inspirations make professional quality portraits accessible and affordable for families across the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. At Cherry Inspirations, we offer quality and professional digital photographs, from baby pictures to weddings to family portraits. Let Cherry Inspirations capture life's special moments. To have photographs is to live life twice. For affordable digital photography with heart, call Sheila Cherry today at 972-835-1236 or just log on to cherryinspirations.com.
Oh, Coach Mike, happy Mother's Day to my wife and to my grandmother who was at the game tonight. And hopefully we'll see her there up in Tulsa. She'll be up in Tulsa for the next game.
What's your name?
Eric. I want to give a shout out to my mom for happy Mother's Day.
Number four, and I'm saying happy Mother's Day to Crazy Carol in Austin, Texas. It's sad, and I want to wish Amanda Lewis and Shantae Somerville a happy Mother's Day.
My name's Amanda, and I want to wish Natasha Somerville, Shantae Somerville, and Brenda Harris a happy Mother's Day.
My name is Javon Coleman, and I want to give a happy Mother's Day to all the Mustang women and all of my family in California.
PushGapRadio.com in Hamilton Park, Dallas, Fort Worth. I'm your host, Clifton Shackelford, with the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I'll always love my mama. It's Mother's Day yet again. Happy Mother's Day to one and all. Very hard loss out there at Pennington Field between the Lone Star Mustangs and the Dallas Diamonds. Heard some rumors that some players were talking about bailing out. Can't bail out. Should be looking forward to a rematch. Okay? The first game, it's better to lose early in the season than it is to lose late in the season. Okay? Now, you can't win always. It's the beauty of sports. You win some, you lose some. It's like life. But you can't give up. You have to wait for the opportunity to get back in there and show them what you got. You know what they have now. You've played them. You know what they have now. So take that, ingest that, use that to better yourself, use that to motivate yourself, and get back there and get on them again. You know, I was hearing some people were standing around talking, there were some rumblings again that some players were like, you know, I don't want to be around for that, I'm not here for that or whatever. But again, they came in, you've never played them. Watching a team play is way different than playing them yourself. So now you know what the Dallas Diamonds have. Again, a lot of mistakes out there. And, you know, that just has to be corrected. Has to be rectified. And it will. Coach Mike Ellington and the rest of the coaching staff will readjust their game plan. I know they have adjustments. You know, watch game film. And they're on top of it. So, ladies, don't lose hope. Don't sit around thinking that, hey, well, we lost, so I'm bailing out. Okay? No disrespect, but that's what losers do. And I do not associate with losers. Okay? Man up. Woman up. Okay? Go your next team that the Lone Star Mustangs are playing is the Tulsa Eagles. That's taking place up in Oklahoma on May 7th. And I'm going to kind of feel sorry for those Eagles. I figure a team like the Lone Star Mustangs, once they come into the stadium and take the field, that they have a lot of making up to do. You know when you ever get mad at your significant other, how you generally take it out on other people? That's what I believe is going to happen with the Tulsa Eagles game up there in Oklahoma. Mustangs are going to go up there. They're going to twist and tweak what they were doing. And they're going to put forth the effort, and I already know that they're going to win that game. The next game is the Houston Power down in Houston. Well, no, Houston Power will be here in Bedford, Texas, at Pennington Field. That's May 14th. So you have two games to prepare for the Diamonds. Some get back. Some revenge. I know you're not going to let a little setback like that upset you. You don't want to do that. That's how champions are built. You know? You take the negative, turn it into a positive. It's like life with people, you know? Some people you can tell something and they will shrink and fade. Some people you can say something to them and they take it as a challenge. They rise to the occasion. That's what's going on here. Rise to the occasion. I know you can beat the Dallas Diamonds. You know that you can beat the Dallas Diamonds, okay? The only people who don't know it is the Dallas Diamonds. Come on now. There's no quitting in football. You just go make it do what it does. Now we're about to get into our interview with Jennifer Hull. J-Mac's interviewing her. We caught up with them at the post-game party. Wasn't at Boomer Jack's. It was across the street at Cheddar's this trip. So J-Mac caught up with Jennifer Hull, and here's what she had to say.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Hull. I'm outside linebacker, number 4, and I listen to PushGapRadio.com.
Okay. PushGapRadio.com, hanging with your boy Jay Mizzle, the Lone Star Mustangs at after spot. Now, of course, the Lone Star Mustangs did come up short. They gave a good fight, but the Diamonds did come through on this one. And I'm talking to Captain Hull. So, about this loss?
Well, you know, there were some positives, there were a lot of negatives. Our offense got kind of stagnant, but I felt like defense, we played a lot of minutes this game, and we kept going at them. We were able to get some points on the board, so I think it's a good thing going into another game, and that, you know, the offense will come around. They work hard, they're going to put it back together, and so I'm excited about another look at them.
All right, now looking at this game, now most people will say, you know, the saying is, you know, whenever you lose a game, you learn more about yourself. Do you think this team has enough heart and enough leadership to know exactly what they did wrong today?
Definitely. I think that, you know, we saw a lot of things as far as people being out of position or not ready for things, and so that shows us how much more important practice is and being on time and really communicating with each other. Everybody saw that.
Yeah, I did notice that was one of the things that I most definitely talked about was it looked like there was a lack of communication out on the field. Now, as far as you being the captain of the team and telling the younger players, or just not just the younger players, just the team in general, when you guys go to practice, what is going to be something that you are going to do differently?
Well, I just think that, you know, some of us that have been around need to communicate more and try to help out. We don't have, if you look over the Diamond side, they have a ton of coaches. You know, we probably have 4 or 5. So the more people we can have helping the new people, the better off it'll be. You know, so maybe the older veterans can communicate more with some of the players next to them and help them pick things up quicker.
Now, as far as Brittany had a tough game today, threw a couple of interceptions, just had a really rough day. And you know, it seems to me that when she's going, the Mustang offense moves. Now, as far as today, it really wasn't moving. What can you say to her to kind of get her hopes up again, get her psyche up?
Well, she needs to look at the things she did do well. She had some good runs. When she did have a quarterback draw, she moved the ball well. She actually threw the ball well. She hit some people. We just had some dropped balls that, you know, hit people in good spots. So, you know, although she had an interception, she really threw the ball fairly well. A lot of our receivers dropped some balls that we probably should have caught.
Do you think that you guys were either not focused enough, or were you guys a little overconfident in this
one? I don't know if it was overconfident as much as, you know, a lot of our players have looked to play this team for a long time, and maybe they got almost overexcited and maybe too much adrenaline. Basically, the initial plays of the game set the tone for everything, you know. And so, if we didn't hit something right off the bat, I think we felt a little hesitant. Instead of, you know, that we need to know that we're strong and that we can still make this up. You know, at one point we're only down 9 points. That's only, you know, a couple scores. That's nothing. So I just think we have to feel a little bit more confident in ourselves that we can put points on the board.
Now, I know you guys are going to be heading out to Houston next week, and I've already said it from jump. I feel sorry for the next team you guys play, because it seems like it's going to be hell to play. And going into this game, it's going to be a tough one. I can already know that. But you guys do get an opportunity to play the Dallas Diamonds. What is your game plan going into next week?
Well, next week we're going to prepare for who we have next week. You know, we got to wait for the Diamonds to come back around. Right now it'll be about our next game and, you know, correcting the little things we had. We had some turnovers. We need to cut down. We need to take advantage of when we have the balls. You know, the communication we talked about, seeing how we can spread the word of what we're in and get people on the same page, not have instances where we're short a man on the field. You know, we need to solve all those little things. That'll get us over the hump when the big games come around again.
Now, I noticed that you're on the field, you're on the sideline, you're not really the vocal type. You just go out there and show it. And I noticed that. And do you think that would be something that you probably change, or you think, you know, if you continue to do it, you know, is it you think you'd be a little bit more vocal in next game or next time around?
I do think that may be something I have to do. I'm not a big cheerleader type person. You know, I'd rather, like you say, just go out and play. But, you know, as many players as we have, we don't really have a lot of those. And last year I thought we did. Odessa was real good at that. And once she started, you know, people just fed off of her. And so, you know, we probably will have to step up a little bit on that and be a little bit more vocal and cheerleader type. But then you still have to follow it up with how you play.
Keep up. Don't catch up with women's tackle football. Log on to www.LoneStarMustangs.com.
The only vehicle worthy of transporting the bridal party to the wedding and the reception is a limo. Allen Limousine is the industry leader in Dallas and North Texas, providing you with the prompt and reliable service you deserve. Looking to add a touch of class to your celebration or create a special moment that refuses to be ordinary? Then that's Allen Limousine. For the ultimate ride of your life, visit AllenLimo.com. At Allen Limousine, we strive to provide every client with quality service beyond expectations. AllenLimo.com, the official limo service of PushGapRadio.com.
Billy Bad at PushGapRadio.com.
happy Mother's Day to my mama. Mama, where you at?
Say your mama name and where she at, boy.
Miss Taylor, happy Mother's Day, baby. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Where your mama live, Billy?
She lives in Gary, Indiana. She's still there. Hello, this is Mike hanging out with Pushcat Radio after the Mustangs game. Want to say happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Eunice out of Dallas, Texas. Love you. And talk to you later.
Yo, this is Jay Mizzle for his though. Yeah, look right. Your man's in there. He's the sports man. That's number one sports man of PushcatRadio.com. I want to go ahead and wish a happy Mother's Day to Miss Jackie. Also want to give a Mother's Day to Miss Frida, a.k.a. Mama Mac. Also, we give a shout out to Miss Country, also known as Sandra, and all the moms for the Mustangs.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I am your host, Clifton Shackelford. We ask that you please pray for our team members and their families that were affected by the tornado. You know, the tornadoes on last week ravaged a lot of northern Alabama and through the Gulf area down there. Some teams' fields were flooded out. A lot was going on down there. So we ask that you pray for them. For more information on how you can help, log on to womenstacklefootballgroup.ning.com. Rumors were going around that the Women's Football Alliance was in negotiations with ESPN to run live or pre-recorded games on ESPN3. It was said that on Saturday, April 30th, the Columbus Comets and the Pittsburgh Passion, two undefeated teams at the time, were going to be broadcast on there. If anyone's heard anything about it or seen the game themselves, then let us know. Hit us up. Tell us what went on with that. That's a great thing if we can get involved. Hear me saying we? I am totally involved now. I'd like to thank Lynn-Marie Liberty Ellington and Coach Mike Ellington for bringing PushGapRadio.com into the Women's Football Alliance. Again, we knew nothing about it. And we would like to thank them. Again, big shout-out to Frank Ramirez, Rammy up there in Ohio. Want to thank you for all you did over the weekend to help us out. Rammy has a website called MySportsGeeks.com where he follows women's football and mixed martial arts and things of that nature. So please go check him out. Tailgaters were out in full force. J-Mac interviewed some of them on Saturday. Very great crowd out there at the game. Tailgaters were in full force, and you know, it's great to see that. That's a part of the game, the tailgating. You know, they were tailgating on both sides. The Dallas Diamonds were tailgating. The Lone Star Mustangs were over there tailgating. Barbecue smelled good. I kind of hate I didn't get some of that, you know. That's what was going on over there, those tailgaters. So, you know, keep that up. Next time you see PushCapRadio.com, please let us get a little bit of that there barbecue. Because that would have been a great thing. Here are the power ratings in the Women's Football Alliance as it stands right now. And these stats are as up-to-date as I could get them. Right now, the Internet's down. It's raining here in Dallas-Fort Worth. And you know what happens with that. The Internet goes out. Your cable goes out. Why is it that when this stuff goes out, they don't give you a credit for that? You know? Why do I have to continue to pay if it went out? Man, somebody get in touch with these people and let them know what's going on. The power ratings at number 10, the Columbus Comets out of Ohio. At number 9, the Las Vegas Showgirls. Great win down there for them. Number 8, the Philadelphia Liberty Bells. Number 7, the St. Louis Slam. Number 6, the Dallas Diamonds, who just beat the Lone Star Mustangs on Saturday, April 30th, 16-6. Number 5, the Minnesota Machine. Number 4, the Jacksonville Dixie Blues. Number three in the power ranking is the Pittsburgh Passion. Number two is the Boston Militia. And the number one team in the Women's Football Alliance for power ratings is your Lone Star Mustangs. Now, the April edition of the Football for Women is out. For all relevant information, you can log on to footballforwomen.com. A couple of other places that you can check out the Women's Football Alliance, get up to speed with that, is WFAfootball.com. Very great website there. That's the official website for the Women's Football Alliance. Get a lot of information over there. So if you're interested in what's going on, want to get up to speed or whatnot, check that out. Also, footballgameplan.com with host Emory Hunt. We interviewed him on last week's show. And the Women's Tackle Football Group.ning.com. That's Ning, I believe. You know, I don't think a lot of people's up to speed on Ning. That's why I kind of say it out there like that. So if you want to get up to speed, there are a couple of sites you can go to. All the teams have their own websites. So you might want to go check that out. The Women's Football Alliance announces its 2011 championship weekend location. The Lone Star Mustangs, 2010 Women's Football Alliance champions, will host the WFA championship weekend in beautiful Dallas-Fort Worth. According to Lone Star Mustangs owner Lynn Marie Liberty Ellington, we have many people working together to make this weekend a huge success. This event will be held July 29th through the 31st, 2011, at Pennington Field, which will host the All-American and Championship Games, the Combine, the Owners Meeting, and an award ceremony. Now, we're about to get into our interview with Coach Mike Ellington. We have the pregame interview followed by the postgame interview. And Coach Mike is breaking down on what's going to go on with the team and what's going to go on in practice, some things they have to twist and tweak. You know, that's what champions do. Find out what works. Get a game plan. Then as you go along, twist and tweak it. Nothing's set in stone. And again, absolutely phenomenal staff there with the Mustangs. The leadership there. Coach Mike went to military school up in Indiana. I'm from Indiana. I've been to the military. So I'm sure between the military and the cold weather, Coach Mike will have the game plan together. Ladies, don't give up. Never give up. That's Coach Jim Valvano. Now, here's our interview with Coach Mike Ellington of the 2010 Women's Football Alliance champion, Lone Star Mustangs. The Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show on PushGapRadio.com.
That's right, it's going to be a bomb explosion. It may be somebody getting tripped up in this piece. Right now, we're talking to the head coach, Mike. Coach Mike, this is a really big game. I mean, I don't know what else to say. There's no words to explain how big this game is.
Absolutely huge.
So what is going to be the game plan tonight?
Game plan tonight, our defense needs to play lights out. They've got some really good receivers on their side, number 81 and number 89. I'm sure they're going to try to throw to them probably about 30 to 40% of their game plan overall. They'll try to run number 82 up the gut. 21, they might try a couple sweeps. I think that they're going to try to gun it on us up the middle, though. So as far as our defense is concerned, we plan for that. We should be able to shut it down with the personnel that we have, and I feel pretty good about that. Offensively, we just got to put points on the board. We got to help our defense out by getting the points on the board. So we're going to try a couple things a little bit different than we usually do and see if we can put the points on the board early.
That was my key about the last week was the fact that the secondary, your secondary of the Lone Star Mustangs is somewhat young but yet very fast.
Right.
All right, they have very big receivers, but they have a young quarterback, a rookie quarterback at that. Is there any type of strategy that you're going to be having on the defensive side that's going to try to confuse her a little bit?
Let's put it this way. The strategy is put on our butt.
Straight to the point. That's what I'm talking about. That's Coach Mike getting ready for the biggest game of all time with the Lone Star Mustangs and the Dallas Diamonds. J-Mac, I'm out.
And here is PushGapRadio.com's very own J-Mac with Coach Mike Ellington after the Lone Star Mustang Dallas Diamonds game.
All right, PushCatRadio.com. J-Mac is interviewing Coach Mike of the Lone Star Mustangs. A hard fight today, but just came up short today. Could you break down the game today?
Yeah, we basically beat ourselves. That's all there is to it. We allowed ourselves to kind of just make a lot of mistakes and didn't recover from them. They played hard the whole time. There's no doubt in that at all. They never lost heart, kept playing. They just made too many mistakes. We've got to fix that for next time.
So
we have to beat them by 11 points to get in the playoffs, by the way.
Well, you heard it from Coach Mike. Now, is there? I know you guys are going to be addressing a lot of things, especially in the receiving. Is there anything that you're going to be doing in practice to work on the receiving part of the game?
Maybe trying to catch would be good.
There you at?
A lot of balls, missed a lot of them.
Right.
We got a lot of work to do on that. It was just mental errors, though. It had nothing to do with ability, I guarantee you. Those girls can't catch the football. They just were breaking down mentally on that, and we got to get them to do it. The DBs were not covering them. They had the chance to make the plays, and they didn't make them.
All right, there you have it from Coach Mike. We'll be talking to him later on tonight at the After Spot. Thanks, Coach.
Project Working Mom is dedicated to helping working parents by offering over $5 million worth of full tuition scholarships to make their dreams come true. Selected finalists may appear on the upcoming episode of The Tyra Show on April 23rd. Click on the banner on your player right now to find out more.
Welcome back to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I told you guys that women's full contact football was moving like a 500-mile-an-hour train. Now, to get more insight, here's the word on the street.
PushCatRadio.com, hanging out with your boy, J-Mac, and I'm out here tailgating. What's up, tailgaters? All right, now, real quick, we're going to say, what team are you going for?
Mustang.
She's going for the Mustangs. She just doesn't want to say it right about now. All right, now, of course, this is one of the biggest games that's going to be popping off tonight. It's the Rumble in Bedford. That's right, the Diamonds versus the Lone Star Mustangs. This is the battle of champions, okay? Now, who's going to win?
Mustang.
By how much?
7.
Only by 7?
It's going to be tight.
It's going to be real tight. So who's your favorite player?
Lacey Downs.
Lacey Downs? And why is that?
She's my friend.
All the way? All right, what's your name?
Brittany Pfeiffer.
All right, y'all. Make some more noise for the tailgaters, y'all. All right, back to you. Okay. Jesus. All right, thank you, guys.
I'd like to give a shout-out to the coaching staff. We're always talking about the players of the Lone Star Mustangs, but here's a shout-out to the Lone Star Mustang coaches. Head coach Mike Ellington. Defensive coordinator is Amanda Lemon. The offensive coordinator is Reggie Harvey. Defensive line is my favorite coach, Twyla Smith. Again, Twyla, thank you, ma'am. Thank you, thank you, thank you for my football from Brian Urlacher. Offensive line, Coach Lacey Downs. Coach, how you doing? Big shout out to you. Defensive back coach is Tay Davis. Wide receivers coach is Brandon Mueller. The offensive line assistant is Eric Luna. And the special teams coach is Terrence Brown. Big shout out to you, Coach Brown. We sit up in the press box with Coach Brown doing the show. He's the press box guy, and man, you guys be running Coach Brown hot up there. I cannot count the times that Coach Brown jumps up out of his seat when things are going on the field, and particularly at the Dallas Diamonds game. Coach Brown was beating on the table and jumping up, pacing around, you know. Man, you guys are really giving Coach Brown the blues. The staff that assists the Lone Star Mustangs is videographer Holly Nightstep. Also, Aubrey Doc Fisk of the North Texas Orthopedic Sports Medicine. I'd like to give a shout-out to the staff over there. The head referee is Ray Powell. And the announcer, the phenomenal announcer of the Lone Star Mustangs is Mike Norgard. I'd like to thank Aubrey Parr for sponsoring number 88, Ashley Childs. And a big shout-out to Bob Honeycutt for sponsoring number 73, Juice Martin. Juice! I love Juice Martin. Juice said we don't kiss rings. So keep that in mind, ladies. Don't be intimidated by the rings, you know. Again, Janet Jackson syndrome. What have you done for me lately? For the 2010 Defensive MVP, I'd like to thank Kathleen Nightstep for sponsoring number 90, Alex Harvey. Also like to give a shout-out to the sponsors of the Lone Star Mustangs, Buffalo Wild Wings Bar and Grill, Boomer Jacks over there in Bedford. They're located at 2300 West Airport Freeway in Bedford. I'd like to thank them. Cheddars, thanks for letting us take over there. The Football for Women's Magazine, thanks for sponsoring. PushGapRadio.com. We are now officially part of the staff at the Lone Star Mustangs, so I'd like to give a big shout-out to ourselves. We told you earlier that the championship game will be played here this year, July 29th through the 31st, out at Pennington Field in Bedford. Now, this is going to be going on for 3 days over the weekend. Friday, July 29th, they will have the Women's Football Alliance Combine. They're going to have a It's Your Lucky Night poker game, and we'll also be having a silent auction. Now, on Saturday, July 30th, the owners' meeting will be going on there. The All-American game will be played as well as the championship game for the Women's Football Alliance. And there's also an after-party celebration. For more information, log on to www.wfafootball.com. Also, Powerade is an official sponsor of the Lone Star Mustangs. It's the official beverage of the Lone Star Mustangs. Now, for the rest of the Lone Star Mustangs schedule, so that you can see which games you would like to attend, on May 7th, they'll be at the Tulsa Eagles up there in Oklahoma. May 14th, the Houston Power will be here at Pennington Field. May 21st, the rematch, the grudge match, the revenge game against them Dallas Diamonds. Suck it up, get after them. Again, I feel sorry for them Tulsa Eagles with those Mustangs coming in there because they have a lot to make up for. June 4th is the Little Rock Wildcats, and on June 11th, the Houston Power, and that game will be played down in Houston. For more information, log on to www.LoneStarMustangs.com. Some of the people over there, we talked about North Texas Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and some of the staff over there, Pat Peters, Kerry Donegan, Ted Peters, I wonder if he and Pat are brothers, Jeffrey Moffitt, M.D., Eric Staley, he was out at the game this past Saturday. J-Mac had an interview with him, but we unfortunately didn't get that in. Melanie Kenshin and Christopher J. Tucker. So we'd like to thank you all for keeping the Lone Star Mustangs healthy. You know, again, if you cannot donate money or finances, there are other things that you can do, like the North Texas Orthopedics and Sports Medicine guys, and there's always something you can do. Again, don't forget the teams down there in Alabama that were hit. Pray for them. See how you can help them out. Go to the website for that. And, you know, people always have bigger problems than you have. So, you know, don't be dissuaded. Also, if you're hanging out in Bedford for the Labor Day weekend, September 3rd through the 4th, they're having a Bedford Blues and Barbecue for Labor Day. You might want to check that out. It's going to be a lot of great music. A lot of stuff going on. You can be a sponsor with that. Blues, barbecue, promotional opportunities. You might want to get in on that. You know, some good old blues music and be up to speed on that. And don't forget, you can sponsor a player, okay, on the Lone Star Mustangs team. Be a sponsor. Help these ladies out. I told you, it takes a lot to make this thing happen. I have never worked so hard in my life at something that I'm passionate about. Okay, my birthday is Christmas Day, so I kind of talk to God differently. And when I went to school, I told you my mom convinced me to go to radio school. The lady, Michelle McConnell, shout out to you, Michelle, from American Broadcasting School, said that time for me to come in and think about getting a job. You know, while I was sitting there in my mind, I said, I ain't looking for no job. If God sent me here and had my mother convince me to go, you find me a job. And now we work for the Lone Star Mustangs. We're proud and honored to be a part of the Lone Star Mustangs. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. I'm your host, Clifton Shackelford, along with the rest of my team here at PushGapRadio.com, Executive Vice President Jackie Flowers, also Sports Director Jay Mack, Producer William Billy Bad Carter, and Parrish Harris and his wife, Alicia Harris, who, by the way, got kind of twisted up with those chili dogs out there. Don't know what happened with that. Ladies, don't forget, go to Podomatic.com. Even if you listen to the show on your homepage on the Lone Star Mustangs, go to Podomatic.com. Sign up to become a follower. Click that you like it. Again, you guys went from 26,000 to 1,400. That's amazing. And at this time, again, you guys are already over 500 hits on your website. So, you know, we want to get you a little higher up there. You guys are going to be number one if you keep it up. Thank you guys for hanging out. We'll see you on next week. Go Mustangs!
Every Monday at 10 a.m. during the Mustang season to hear the latest episode of the Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show. Log on to Podomatic.com, keyword search Lone Star Mustangs. Become a listener, become a follower, become a fan. It's the best women's football show on the internet. The Lone Star Mustangs Women's Football Show, hosted by Clifton Shackelford, only on PushGapRadio.com, Dallas, baby.